good to be back after a couple of days off. You may notice a little bit in my voice. I had a bout with a cold, but it was short, thankfully. Hopefully, it won't be a problem today in the broadcast. We have a lot of news to cover. A lot of things that I want to go over with this war in Syria that is building up. Absolutely amazing. We've had Nigel Farage, Tucker Carlson, Pat Buchanan, Sarah Palin, many people pointing out the fact that this is absolutely not proven, not necessary, very dangerous, not in our interests. We're going to make that case today. As Trump is saying, get ready, Russia. Missiles are coming. Let's hope that isn't the case, but it looks like it's going to be the case. And we're also going to be talking about what's going on with Mueller and Rosenstein. We've had a lot of people weighing in with ideas that Rosenstein is the one who needs to be taken out. And Alan Dershowitz made the case that, and I think it's kind of an interesting case, rather than fire Rosenstein, make him recuse himself. He can't be investigating this when he is one of the people involved in the a potential witness. So we're going to be reporting on that. And then Paul Ryan has announced that he's leaving. That's the good news. The bad news is he's going to be around until January. He's going to finish out his term. I just wish he'd go. Just wish he'd go. We'll tell you why. I wonder what he's going to do. You know, when we look at the former speakers of the Republican Party, we've got John Boehner now going to be heading a marijuana company. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Money talks, doesn't it? And the BS is now walking. Even referring to, guess what? The 10th Amendment. What have I been saying for a long time? I said, forget 420. Start talking about 1018, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment. Say that you don't have a right to prohibit marijuana. You don't have a right to prohibit anything. And, of course, there's other issues that are happening with the FDA as well besides marijuana. But he makes a medical case for it. He talks about the fact that it could help people, help to prevent opioid addiction and help to get people off of opioid addiction. Yeah, we've all realized that. It's the federal government that's in the way. So we'll be taking a look at what Paul Ryan might be doing. Take a look at his legacy, his shameful legacy as Speaker of the House, as a puppet for the Koch brothers. And, of course, we're going to be taking a look at the Facebook hearings. The Facebook hearings have been very interesting. We've got a lot of clips from the Facebook hearings. You know, there was a montage that was put together by Daily Caller where he continues to say, well, I don't know, Senator. I'll have to get my team to look at this, and I'll get back to you. On and on and on. So a lot of people have put together a list of what those questions were that he couldn't answer. You won't believe what the questions were. We'll play you the montage so you can get the idea of it. But it's pretty amazing the things that he was unable or unwilling to answer. And I think the really interesting thing about all of this is the fact that our government is already doing this to us. Our government is already moving to take away the freedoms directly, not using surrogates in Silicon Valley to censor speech, but going for it directly. We got the California Senator Pan, who was always around as a absolute statist and authoritarian. This doctor who pushed mandatory vaccines in California is now pushing that they have mandatory vetting of news before it's allowed to be put on social media. Yeah, that's where these people are coming. That's where the Democrat Party has become. The Democrat Party no longer stands for any form of freedom whatsoever. As I've said for a long time, the only choice they want you to make or be allowed to make is to choose to kill your child. Vaccinations, no, you don't get a choice about that. Education of your child, you don't get a choice about that. What you want to talk about, you don't get a choice about that. How you want to protect yourself, defend your life, your family's life, you don't get a choice on that. They are anti-choice on everything except infanticide. And it's become pretty clear. So we're going to talk about that, what's going on at the border, and what is not being done by the administration, by Homeland Security. You know, she's still deferring action, the Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. Still deferring action, still not doing anything. But she says we're going to open up the H-2B visas for more people. Got to have more people in here for the businesses who want cheap employees. That's why the Republicans are into the open borders. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Get ready. The missiles are coming. They may not just be going for Syria. They may be going in a broader area if we make this war larger. I'm David Knight. Glad to be back after a couple of days off. And as you can hear from my voice, I've had a problem with a cold over the last couple of days, but I'm better now. My voice isn't better, but we'll make it through this, I think. When we look at what's going on with this and the statements going on, we'll take a look at what is behind this. Is there a justification for going to war? If there is a justification for going to war, what is the plan? What's going to happen after we go to war? Nigel Farage said, I have to disagree with my best friend forever, Donald Trump, on this. Because as he rightly points out, let's say that this is justified. Let's say that this was gas, even though there's no evidence of this. Then what happens if we take out Assad? We've already seen this happen. We've seen this happen in Iraq. We've seen it happen in Libya. What does it do? It creates a power vacuum. Libya has turned into total chaos. There is still no one in charge there. It has become an arms bazaar for Al-Qaeda. And so is that what we want? More chaos? More hideouts for Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Because that's what will happen in Syria. That's the end game, folks. You better think about that. Right now, you've got the military-industrial complex, you've got Saudi Arabia, and you've got Israel, all wanting to get to Iran. And so they're willing to create chaos in Syria in order to get to Iran. This has always been the plan. I played this for you. We played this many, many times, going back to what Wesley Clark said. About 10 years old, I think, this video is, where he goes back and says, yeah, it's always been the plan. And here's a list of the different countries that we're going to take down, so forth. There's a lot of reasons for this. It doesn't have anything to do with any fake chemical weapons attack. And I say fake because we've seen this in 2013. We've seen it in 2017. We've seen it in January of this year. Every time it looks like there's going to be major a victory for the Syrian government there, there's a chemical gas attack, supposedly. And then whether we take action right away or we wait on it, we eventually find out that, no, it wasn't really what they said it was. It wasn't a sarin gas attack, or it wasn't a chemical attack at all. That is what has happened. We've seen this three times there. And, of course, we've just recently seen what I believe is the same thing in the UK with the case of Skripal and his daughter. There's absolutely no evidence. Everything that is in that case argues that that was absolutely false narrative, argues that it was not something that was 5 to 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas, that they were not exposed to it in any of the locations of this, especially being smeared on the front door, which is the final story. They've had about 4 or 5 different places where they said, well, we think they got exposed here, here, here. Finally, they settle on the front door, which would not be too smart to do that. But of course, they didn't die. Doesn't look like it was something that was 5 to 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. Not at all. And when there's no information about who did it, where this came from, even if it was nerve gas, even if it was Novichok, that doesn't mean that the Russian government did it. But they don't do an investigation. You have Theresa May saying, you got 36 hours to prove that you didn't do it. Russia or we're going to enact sanctions again. Well, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to enact sanctions against Russia. Because there's no way to prove that you didn't do something. You can't prove that you're innocent, especially if you don't have access to any evidence. But this is the plan that we have seen over and over again. We have seen it already three times. This is the fourth time they have done this in Syria. Come up with an incident and try to use that as justification to go to war. So what is the plan if we do go to war? Do we ever talk about that anymore? What does it mean to win a war anymore? What does it mean to declare a war anymore? We've forgotten about that. I've lost count of how many countries we're at war with. Is it 7, 8, 9? Are there some wars that we don't know about? Yes, there are. I'm sure there are. We don't have a formal declaration of war. We have thrown the Constitution in the toilet. We have thrown Christian ethics in the toilet. Because we don't attack people after they attack us anymore. We don't even try to pretend that they attacked us. You know, we used to have things, remember the Spanish-American War. Remember the Maine? They tried to have a justification for us to get involved in that war, to make it look like we were attacked first. That looks very dubious. Looked dubious at the time. And, of course, the yellow journalist, which is what we're seeing right now, making this sensational pushing for war. The quote, whether or not it's true, it's been disputed whether or not Hearst actually said this to his guy who is on the scene. The guy wrote him back and said, well, there's nothing really happening here in Cuba. I think I'm going to come home. And he said, no, you stay there. You provide the pictures, I'll provide the war. Now, everybody says, even if they don't believe that Hearst actually sent that to him, they said that sounds exactly like what he would be doing. That's what the press was doing at that time. They wanted to portray the U.S. as being a victim of an attack. We're not the victim of an attack from Syria. What is the justification for going there? Do you realize that in this civil war that's now 8 years old, 500,000 people have died? Do you realize that the reason they're having a civil war there is because we pushed the idea of regime change? We funded it. We created ISIS. We sent John McCain in to organize it. He's the president of the deep state. Everywhere he goes, he's like the angel of death. We created that civil war. We poured fuel on the fire of that civil war. We've had 500,000 people die. So you want to tell me that a couple dozen people who died, even if that's the case, of a chemical weapon is worse than 500,000 people being killed from bombs and other weapons? I don't understand the calculation here, quite frankly, and I don't understand what the plan is. We're going to take a look at the war moves, and we're going to take a look at the reactions of the markets. First of all, the tweet that President Trump put out. Nice new and smart missiles will be heading to Syria. Get ready, Russia. You shouldn't be partners with gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. Wow. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Trump said it was an atrocious attack. It was horrible. This is about humanity, and it can't be allowed to happen. Well, like I said, you know, what about the 500,000 people that have already died? What about the people that are going to die as you prolong this civil war, right as it's about to be wrapped up? What about that? Does that matter at all? Sarah Sanders said all options are on the table, but a final decision has not been made. And so even some of the people in Trump's cabinet have pushed back on this. Mattis pushed back on it. Said we're still assessing intelligence. Here's what he had to say.
Have you seen enough evidence that to blame the Assad regime for this most recent chemical attack? Have you seen evidence confident to make that assumption?
We're still assessing the intelligence ourselves and our allies. We're still working on this.
Is the U.S. military ready right now to conduct a retaliatory strike if ordered?
We stand ready to provide military options if they're appropriate, as the president determined. But thank you very much.
Are you concerned about telegraphing our military moves in Syria?
Thank you very much,
That's it, folks.
All right, so he says we're still assessing the intelligence ourselves and our allies, and we're still working on this. In other words, he's not ready to say that this was a chemical gas attack. And as I said before, why is it that the death, first it was 500 people, then it was 150 people, then they came down, I think, to 40. I think that's the latest one. Understand that the source of all these reports, the source of all these casualty figures, is a group called the White Helmets. This is a group that has been caught lying about chemical gas attacks and other things in the past. It's a partisan group. They are allied with the ISIS jihadis there in that town. And they put this out after this town has been under siege for the longest period of time. It really strains credulity that the Syrian people would be this, that the Syrian government would be this foolish to just say, oh, let's just do it for the fun of it. You know, I'm about to take over this town. They did take over the town. They're now in control of the town, which creates an interesting dynamic because now Russia can go in and have people take a look at the evidence. But of course, if they say there's no evidence, nobody will believe them because the Russians did it. Of course, we all know that without even looking at anything, don't we? And we should have a larger war. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
it looks like we may be going to the desert on a horse with no justification. The Russian government says that the Syrian government is now in control of the rebel town. That at the last minute, just before they took control, they just thought they would send some chemical weapons in there. So this is something that hasn't been verified by anybody. All the reports that you've seen from all the government organizations, we've even had the World Health Organization condemning Russia and saying, when you look at the article at the very bottom, they say, we would like to have access to the area so that we could investigate to see if this really happened. See, they don't have any investigation of what happened there. They're just taking the word of a political ally of ISIS, of the jihadis, that this is what happened there. But of course, let's just go. We don't really have, we'll tell you what the reasons are for this coming up in just a moment. But they're now in control of that town that's on the outskirts of Damascus. The civil war is now in its eighth year. And there have been years of siege by Assad's troops around this city where the alleged chemical weapon attack took place. There's been months-long intense military offensive. So the question is, why would they right now, after all that time, this has been going on for 8 years, they've had intense fighting for several months around that city. So why would this happen at this point? It beggars belief. It really does. And I just want to remind you, as we played that clip of Defense Secretary Mattis saying, well, we're still looking into this, we're still investigating this to see what happened. He said on February the 2nd this year, remember there was another alleged attack in January, and Rex Tillerson said, well, it's regardless of whether this is the Syrian government that did this or whether it's the Russians, the Russians are responsible because they're backing the Syrian government. Well, that didn't happen. There wasn't a chemical gas attack in January. And we had Mattis say on February the 2nd this year that the U.S. has no evidence, quote unquote, no evidence that the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin against its own people in attacks in 2013-2017. And remember, in 2017, we immediately had the missiles fired in by President Trump before any investigation could be done. You know, just to show people that we're tough, I guess. But so what it does is it puts that in all new light. Maybe we should, since 2013-2017, as we have said, and as many good people in the U.S. military said back in 2013, remember when we had that first so-called sarin gas attack? And they said, well, that's it. We've got to go in. Assad is using sarin gas on his people. And we said, no, don't know that for sure, do we? Don't know that for sure. The U.N. went in and they did an assessment. They said, no, it didn't happen. The Russians did it, said, no, it didn't happen. And even the U.S. government said it back then. And Mattis said it again on February the 2nd and also included 2017, last year, about a year ago. Said, nope, didn't happen. The UN Security Council, meanwhile, has blocked and voted down a resolution that was proposed by Russia to have an investigation of what happened with the alleged Syrian chemical weapons attack last Saturday. They said, all right, let's have an investigation. Let's send the UN in and investigate it. And it was shut down. Don't want to have an investigation. That would spoil the party if we had a formal investigation, right? Don't want to have that investigation. The U.S. instead offered its resolution aimed to blame Syria for the incident, reports antiwar.com. Said it was also vetoed by the Russians. So the U.S. offered a resolution to blame Syria, and the Russians offered a resolution to have a formal investigation. Neither one of them passed. But Ambassador Nikki Haley said the resolution blaming Syria was the least the UN could do. You could at least blame them. We don't want a formal investigation, but you could at least blame them. Come on, that's what we're here for. That's what the whole purpose of this exercise is. It's to blame them so we can go do something. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is already conducting their own inquiry into the incident. The U.S. and its allies are expected to take any military action against Syria before the OPCW can finish their inquiry. Because, you know, we wouldn't want a result that would get in the way like it did in 2013. Didn't get in the way in 2017. Went ahead and shot some missiles in. Fortunately, that didn't create a wider war. But there are other factors that are happening right now, and we'll tell you why this may be very different than just a selected firing of missiles. Russia says its experts have found no evidence of poison at the site of the Syrian chemical attack, and they accuse the White Helmets of faking the atrocity, reports the Daily Mail. Russia has claimed its own military experts have found no evidence at the site of the latest alleged chemical attack. They say the atrocity was faked by rescue volunteers. White Helmets, once again, they said, staged for the cameras a chemical attack. They also said that doctors at a local hospital told Russian officers that they had not treated any victims of a purported attack. The Red Crescent also says this. So we have the White Helmets take some videos, take some pictures, tell everybody, look, we had a chemical weapons attack. However, the hospital there says, no, we didn't have any chemical weapon attack victims. And the Red Crescent, and of course the Red Crescent is like the Red Cross. When you go into a Muslim country, even to help them, they won't allow a Red Cross. So you have to change the icon to a crescent before you're allowed to help them. But the Red Crescent, nevertheless, an independent organization, says, no, there's no trace of the chemical weapons in Douma. Syrian medical specialists have found no trace of chemical weapons having been used in Eastern Ghouta. A member of the Red Crescent who worked for the last 7 years at the Central Hospital of Douma told journalists, he said, I've spent 7 years working at the Central Hospital in Douma. At some point, our hospital received 6 people who were allegedly suffering from respiratory problems. Following a medical examination, we did not find any problems at all, any traces of chemical agents, rather. The Syrian Defense Ministry then responded and said, allegations of chemical use have become an unconvincing broken record, except for some countries that trade with the blood of civilians and support terrorism in Syria. Every time the Syrian Arab Army advances in the fight against terrorism, allegations of chemical use are used as an excuse to prolong the life of terrorists in Douma. And that's exactly right. You know, I hate to say this. I mean, Assad is not a good guy. I am not a supporter of Assad. But American foreign policy, if it's wise, if it follows the Constitution, if it follows the principle that our country was set up on. John Adams said, we don't go abroad seeking monsters or even animals, President Trump, to destroy. We don't do that because that is the path to endless war, which is exactly what the military-industrial complex wants. And if you remember, back in January, former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson famously claimed more than 20 civilians, mostly children, were victims of an apparent chlorine gas attack. Serious concerns that Assad may be continuing to use chemical weapons against his own people. And those reports at the time were also produced by the White Helmets. Didn't happen. Ron Paul is saying this looks like another false flag and points out again that less than a month ago, the Russian military predicted this exact scenario as operations were being mopped up. They said they had reliable information that militants were preparing to falsify a government chemical attack against civilians. Ron Paul said this has all the telltale signs of a false flag attack. It absolutely does. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors, put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Well, I just told you that Ron Paul thinks this thing in Syria is a false flag. We've had Secretary of Defense Mattis say that, no, they didn't use sarin gas in 2013 or in 2017, even though they fired the missiles. No, didn't happen. We've had the same group, the White Helmets, in January, said that there was a chemical weapon attack. That has now been disproven. But you wouldn't know this to listen to the media. You wouldn't know this to listen to Theresa May or Nikki Haley, because they will still recite all of those things. That Secretary of Defense Mattis said didn't happen. You know, Theresa May says it's the continued use of chemical weapons. That cannot go unchallenged. Well, show us when it's been done once. When you've had an investigation once. You didn't even investigate an alleged chemical weapons attack in your own country. You gave Russia 36 hours to prove that they didn't do it. And the police said this investigation is going to take months. They leaned on their chemical weapons research center. They're 7 miles away from where this incident happened. Leaned on them to make a pronouncement. And they refused. And finally they said, well, it was of a type that Russia has been involved with. That was all they would do. Even though you'd had Boris Johnson come out and say, it is categorical, absolutely, not a doubt, that it was Russia that did this. They're the only ones that could have done this. So we see this happening over and over again. And we're talking about what's happening in the UK. But just one more thing. As I said, Ron Paul said this is a false flag. Tucker Carlson on Monday night said all the geniuses tell us that Assad killed those children. But do they really know that? Of course they don't. Of course they don't really know that. They're making it up. They have no idea what happened. And they don't want to know what happened. I just told you that the United Nations vetoed a movement to have a formal investigation. The only people who wanted to have a formal investigation was Russia, because all the fingers are pointing at them. And they're the usual scapegoat, as we've seen in the moves to take Trump out of office. Why can't conservatives see this? We've got a lot of conservatives here who are beating the drums for war and, egging President Trump on into this crazy policy here. But can't they see the nonsense that's been going on for the last year? Actually, I would say 2 years, because we're coming up pretty close to the anniversary of when Hillary Clinton started with the Russian red herring, saying, look, don't look at the emails. Look, I think it was Russia that took these emails out. That's what you should be looking at. Did Russia reveal these emails? Don't look at what's in the emails. Don't look at those emails. Who did it? Who did it? Yeah, we know who did it. It was an insider in the DNC. And we know what some of us did actually read what was released. But that was the whole tactic. And they've used that tactic to try to destroy the Trump presidency. And we're going to have an update on that as well, as to what Mueller is doing, what Alan Dershowitz is saying that he ought to do at this point. There's a lot of advice is coming out as to what he should do. But let's talk about what's going on with Theresa May. Because as I reported last week, you have the Valkyrie of old. They were not just female warriors, but they were the ones in Norse mythology that would decide who would live and who would die. And that role has been taken up by Theresa May and Nikki Haley in today's world. They are the Valkyrie who will decide who will live and who will die. Here's Theresa May talking about how this is an intolerable situation. The continued use of chemical weapons cannot go unchallenged. Theresa May.
Nations Security Council, there was a resolution to enable investigations to take place. Russia vetoed that resolution. I'm appalled by that, but I'm not surprised, because it mirrors what they did last year after the appalling chemical weapons attack in Khan Sheikhoun. But it does mean the United Nations, there can be no role now for investigations by the United Nations. We've been working with our allies and partners, and we're rapidly reaching an understanding of what happened on the ground. All the indications are that the Syrian regime was responsible, and we'll be working with our closest allies to consider how we can ensure that those responsible are held to account, and also how we can prevent and deter the humanitarian catastrophe of the use of chemical weapons in the future. The use of chemical weapons cannot go unchallenged.
Well, you know what she just said there is a direct contradiction of what I read earlier. What I read earlier was the UN Security Council resolution was proposed by Russia, not vetoed by Russia, that would call for a formal investigation. So, I don't know if the article is wrong or if Theresa May is wrong. We got a conflict of interest here. But based on the fact that Theresa May is saying that we have the continued use of chemical weapons going on here, that she says that it happened in 2013, it happened in 2017, it happened in January, and as we've told you, that did not happen. Secretary of Defense Mattis said did not happen. Theresa May is a bold-faced liar trying to push the world into a world war, into World War III. And so she comes in and says, no, that was Russia that vetoed the formal investigation. No, what they vetoed was a resolution from Nikki Haley blaming Russia without a formal investigation. Sources have suggested that Mrs. May may be seeking a full cabinet support to coordinate the UK's response to the attack in Douma, where at least 40 people were reported to have been killed, to coordinate this with the US and France. She could circumvent Parliament and push ahead with military action without recalling Parliament. So again, what do we see here? We see these moves by individual leaders in the West acting like authoritarian dictators, saying we're not going to have a resolution, we're not going to have an investigation of what happened. We weren't attacked. Britain was not attacked with this so-called attack in Syria, in Douma. There wasn't any attack of any British citizens there. Britain was not bombed with a gas attack. And I include in that what happened with Skripal. I don't think that was I'm not going to go into that again. I've talked about that a great deal. If you want to see the reports that I've done on that, you can find it at Real News with David Knight, our YouTube channel. I've done many reports about the nonsense coming out of Salisbury, England. But the U.S. and the U.K. were not attacked. There is no justification for them to do this. And that's why they don't want to have Parliament or Congress debate this. That's why they don't want to wait for an investigation. That's why they veto formal investigations into this. Now, Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn, who I disagree with him on everything. The guy is a Marxist. But at least he's saying Parliament should always be given a say on any military action. See, the problem is that when the people that we agree with on policies, on economic policies, rush into things like this for who knows what reason. So we've got some speculation here about why they're doing this. What that does is that undermines our society in a lot of different ways. It puts Theresa May on the side of Satan. And it makes it easier for people who will destroy the UK like Jeremy Corbyn. It makes it easier for them to defeat conservatives when they come around. So Nigel Farage has been very outspoken as to where this is. I want to play the clip for you. We've got enough time, I think, to get most of this in. Here's Nigel Farage talking about why this is not a wise policy.
It is the same military establishment who lined up and formed a pretty big consensus over Iraq. It was about regime change. It wasn't really ever about weapons of mass destruction, and I bet Blair regrets having ever made that argument. But it was about regime change, and sure enough, we toppled Saddam Hussein. And then we go fast forward a few years to Libya, where virtually nobody in the House of Commons stood up and thought it was a bad idea to attack Libya. I have to say, I thought it was one of the worst foreign policy decisions we've ever taken, and I wasn't shy in saying so at the time. Undoubtedly, we have made Libya a far worse place than it was under Gaddafi and Iraq. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of people have died in Iraq, and there's still no real proper settlement in sight. You know, we intervene. We get rid.
All right, let's hold it right there because we don't have the time for the rest of the comments. We'll give you the rest of his comments on the other side of the break. But you know what he said was, hey, we debated this in Congress, and he said, I thought it was a very bad idea. He said, I stood up and very loudly protested this idea when we decided to overthrow Gaddafi in Libya. But Theresa May doesn't even want to have that debate because she's on much shakier ground now in Syria than even in Libya. And some people have woken up to that. But not enough, perhaps. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's funny how that song never gets old, because there's always a guy with a gun over there telling me that I better watch out, and it's not clear what's going down. We don't have a justification for doing anything in Syria, as I've been talking about, and we need to ask ourselves, what is the plan moving forward? We have Theresa May saying, well, we're not even going to debate this in Parliament. I'm going to call my council together, and we're going to come up with a plan, and she's already deploying resources to the area. They don't want to debate this in Parliament, just as we have stopped debating any war declarations in the United States after World War II. Well, we just let the executive decide when they want to go, and they can commit us to war after war after war. As I mentioned, within the last week, there was an article that said, how old are you? You picked the year of your birth. And it shows you what percentage of your life America has been at war. And for my wife and I, it was something like 60%. For my sons, who are in their mid-20s, you know, it was it was a bit higher. It was in the 70s, 80%, something like that. For my daughter, it was 100% of her life. And that's not just one war. We got multiple wars going on. We got wars we don't even know. We got the unknown wars, you know. This is like Don Rumsfeld. You know, there's the wars you know about, and there's the wars that you don't know about. Going on constantly, because it's never debated in public. Because we don't have to be attacked. We shoot first. And we don't even ask questions later. We better ask some questions right now. What is going on here? And as we went to break, I was playing for you Nigel Farage, who was saying we've made big mistakes in the past. We had parliamentary debates, and we decided that we'd take Gaddafi out of Libya, and look at the mess that it turned into. It has now become one of the most unstable hotbeds of terrorism anywhere in the world. But, of course, so has Syria, after years and years of a civil war. And when we look at the future here, what is the end game? What is the plan? What happens if we do take out Assad? in Syria. Let's go ahead and continue with what Nigel Farage was saying. What happens if we do take it out? If we do have the regime change? Here's Nigel Farage.
Arab nationalist dictators, because we think it's the right thing to do, having never thought through what the long-term consequences are. Look, I don't know whether Assad used these chemical weapons or not. I don't know why he would, given that he's winning the war anyway. But maybe it was him. But even if we knew it was him, and we decided, right, we are going to attack military bases, attack the palace, if the result of concerted action with us, the Americans, and the French results in the overthrow of Assad, is that the right thing for us to do? Well, we may think, morally, it is the right thing to do because of some of the horrible, awful things that he's done. But ask yourselves a question. What comes next? Chaos, instability, and who's to say, maybe, a chance for ISIS to build their forces again. So I would say, even if tomorrow Trump attacks, not waiting for a UN resolution, he didn't last year, after all, I don't think we should join. And even if we got a UN resolution, I would still be very, very thoughtful about this. What, in the longer term, are we actually trying to achieve?
Absolutely correct. And when you look at this, you say, well, what is the end game? It's going to result in chaos. We know that from past interactions in Iraq and Libya and so forth. And as Nigel Farage said, these are the same people that were telling us we had to go into Iraq and overthrow it. These are the same people, by the way. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, remember we were told that they were taking babies off of incubators and so forth. That got everybody ginned up for war. Just like Remember the Maine. You know, that turned out not to be true. So we've been lied to multiple times for the purpose of regime change. It only makes things worse. And at this point, folks, we have to admit the ugly truth. The purpose of the military-industrial complex and the CIA and the U.S. is perpetual chaos, perpetual war. This is not an unintended consequence. This is by design. This is their, they're not that stupid. I wish they were. They wouldn't get away with this over and over again. How is it that they can continue, as Theresa May does, to continue to say, even after it has been disproven, that there were chemical gas attacks in 2013, 2017, even after Defense Secretary Mattis said, no, didn't happen. She continues to use that, as does Nikki Haley, to push us into these wars. How do they continue to lie to us? How do we continue to fall for the same lies over and over and over again? Their plan is for perpetual war. Their plan is for total chaos. Their plan is to bring ISIS back. ISIS was a creation of the military-industrial complex here in the United States. And they're very upset that they're losing. You know, we look at the tweets that President Trump put out about a day ago. The question is people are asking, is Trump bipolar? You know, what is going on with this? Absolute chaos in terms of what he's, you know, it's Twitter diplomacy. And as the Russians said, we don't engage in, we're not going to comment on that. We don't engage in Twitter diplomacy. But after putting out the tweet, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they'll be coming. Nice, new, and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his own people and enjoys it. Then 30 minutes later, he says, our relationship with Russia is worse now than it's ever been, and that includes the Cold War. There's no reason for this. So now he offers an olive branch. Russia needs us to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all the nations to work together. Let's stop the arms race. And so this quick reversal here has people asking, a lot of people tweeted out, is he bipolar? What is going on here? Pat Buchanan says with the Sunday tweet, where he first used the term animal Assad and ordered a gas attack talked about Vladimir Putin being morally complicit, he said Trump just painted himself and us into a corner. He said now either Trump launches an attack that could drag us deeper into a 7-year civil war from which he promised to extricate us just last week, or Trump is mocked as being a man of bluster and bluff. His credibility is now on the line. He's being goaded by the war hawks to man up. He said John McCain implied that Trump's comments about leaving Syria very soon actually emboldened Assad. He actually blamed this purported gas attack on President Trump. That's John McCain, the leader of the deep state. That's the president of the deep state. And then, of course, his sidekick, Lindsey Graham, said the entire Syrian Air Force should be destroyed. So Pat Buchanan says, so a massive attack would be an act of war against a nation that has not attacked us, does not threaten us. Hence, Congress, prior to such an attack, should pass a resolution authorizing a war on Syria. Oh, that would be if we still had a constitution in effect. Anybody out there think we got a constitution still in effect? I don't see any hands out there. I don't either. He says, if Congress does it, it could debate our objectives in this new war and how many men and casualties and years will be required to defeat the coalition of Syria, Russia, Hezbollah, Iran, and the allied Shiite militias from the Near East. Oh, we wouldn't want to debate the objectives, would we? We wouldn't want to declare what our purpose was, would we? We wouldn't want to declare what winning a war actually meant. Because how do we win when we don't know what winning actually means? Sarah Palin also said, why should we sacrifice even one of our sons or daughters? Why in the world would we be willing to sacrifice even one of our sons or daughters to be sent over to Syria, asked former Governor Palin. She said, it really makes me nervous when there seems to be some enthusiasm for the U.S. to interject ourselves again in a foreign country's battle when no one has articulated yet what our interest is there. We should have learned our lesson with Iraq and Afghanistan, and I would say Libya. I looked at it as the blood, the sweat, the toil that has been spent on our end when you can't really see what the gain is in a lot of respects. We just can't allow ourselves to get back into that mode with Syria. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to talk about the wars that war moves that have been shaping up. We're also going to talk about the Facebook hearings when we come back in the next hour. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you, this is the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast that we're going to have here around the clock here at InfoWars. And I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have to support our operation. We just had Alex Jones go to Washington, address the press of the National Press Club, talking about the moves, not just by Facebook to censor people. That's everybody was talking about that on Congress. But, of course, the slap lawsuits that are being filed, frivolous lawsuits that are being filed against us, strategic lawsuits to shut us up. If you want to support us, take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's some of them. Cell Force, 50% off. We have a Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This might be our last batch. We're losing our source of special nascent iodine, but it's 25% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's David Knight.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Facebook hearings. We're also going to talk about Mueller and Rosenstein and that Russian conspiracy that's happening here in the United States. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing to me that President Trump, after seeing how phony all this Russian conspiracy stuff was, and after all the statements that he said, both as candidate and president, saying we've got to get out, and I told you about the meeting that he had with his Joint Chief of Staff where he was shouting at them, pounding the table, saying, what did we get for $7 trillion and all the lives lost? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We're done. You know, ISIS has been taken out of its stronghold. They're getting them back in the box. We need to leave. And they said, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, I don't really know how to do that, Mr. President. You'll have to give me details on how to remove the troops. And then they came out and said, no, it isn't going to happen. As President Trump was talking about it publicly, tweeting about getting out of Syria, and then all of a sudden we have this false flag gas attack. And I say it. I think it's a false flag gas attack. Whether it even happened, I don't even know that it happened. But this is something that is a very convenient device to lure us in. But I'm going to pick back up with that and talk about the reactions from the marketplace, what is happening with the movement of military assets and so forth in this buildup. We've been talking about the background to this in the last hour. This is something that is very important, folks. It's going to have big consequences for all of us. And at some point in time, we're going to have to stand down the military-industrial complex. And I think it's either now or never. If they're going to be able to turn President Trump around on this issue, we're not going to be able to survive as a country. As an empire, America is lost. But let's talk a little bit here at the top of the hour as we've got some of our radio stations are taking news breaks. Let's talk about some news in terms of guns. We've got a Pennsylvania school district has decided that they are going to arm their teachers with baseball bats. That's going to be the approach that they're going to have. And I tell you what, you don't want to take a baseball bat to a gunfight, do you? But that's what they're telling the teachers there. Some schools have, in other areas, have given the teachers put buckets of rocks that they can throw at attackers. So sticks and stones may break your bones, but it ain't going to stop a gun attack. Okay, that's a new little meme for you there. Meanwhile, and we had the teacher who started this whole thing in California. I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago. And remember, in the wake of all these walkouts, there was a teacher who proposed to her students, she said, well, would it be possible for you to do a walkout on something else? Let's say that you wanted to do a walkout to support life. So you wanted to protest abortions. They say, we're going to march for our lives. Well, would you be able to march for the lives of innocent children who are being killed in this country? And just for asking that thought-provoking question to her class, and she wasn't really taking a position on any issue. She was just talking to them about the First Amendment and the role of students in terms of activism. And she said, well, let's turn this around. Does this apply to any issue or does it just apply to that? And should you be able to walk out for any and every issue? Because she was asking those questions, she was put on administrative leave. And they wanted to make sure that she wasn't going to be there the day or even the day before they had the walkout. And it became a national story. I interviewed her here, a very thoughtful teacher. And a really excellent teacher. There's not too many excellent teachers who will do that. But she got hammered by that California district. Now there's an estimated 350 schools across the U.S. that are going to have protests. Students are going to walk out to support life and protest Planned Parenthood. So that happened yesterday. So it's kind of interesting how these things start to snowball. But getting back to the guns, we had a Vermont governor, a Republican governor, on Wednesday, signed new gun control legislation in there. As they point out, even Democrats like Howard Dean and Bernie Sanders said, no, we don't have gun control measures in our state. Howard Dean said, we don't have any rules. You can do whatever you want. It's a different kind of state. That's what the state that Bernie and I come from. Well, not anymore. A Republican governor put in gun control legislation. And Bank of America says they're going to stop doing business with any gun manufacturer. Oh, they'll still let gun resellers sell for now.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the lead-up to war in Syria. And let's talk about what's actually happening at the moment. Yesterday, we had stocks plunge. We had oil and gold spike after Trump tweeted out and taunted Russia, said, get ready. I'm going to send some new smart missiles in any time now. So that's the effect that those comments had. Oil surged by 2%, hitting a three-year high after Trump said that missiles would be coming into Syria. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ composite were losing almost 1% after the tweet. So that's the reaction from Wall Street. What is happening militarily is, of course, Russia has put a, what they said, a ring of steel around Assad. They have a network of S-400 defense missiles. Now, on paper, they look really good. Who knows? You don't really know what's going to happen in terms of these missiles until you get a real live test. Perhaps that's why we're doing this. We always have to test our weapons. So we have a reason to upgrade our weapons, or to come up with a new justification for something for the military-industrial complex, or just to use up our existing stock so we can buy some more. These S-400 anti-missile systems that Russia has around Assad, however, reported to destroy aircraft, cruise, and ballistic missiles, including medium-range missiles that can be used against ground objectives, according to Russia, has a 248-mile range, capable of shooting down up to 80 targets simultaneously, said to be able to travel more than 10,000 miles per hour. But, of course, the real issue here is, are we going to be shooting our missiles if they get through this missile defense? Are we going to be shooting them at Russians? Are we going to kill Russians? And that's what could escalate this. As we looked at the reactions from the stock market, people were, you had that initial reaction to the tweet. And then as it was reported that Russian warships were leaving port, then the stock market got happy about that and said, oh, look, it looks like the Russians are giving up. Well, then they came out and said, this is a drill. But the reality, folks, is if you remember back to World War II, the last place that you want to have your ships parked as war breaks out, you don't want to have all your ships parked at port, do you? That's what happened in Pearl Harbor. No, if you expect something is going to happen, you would put them at sea. And, of course, you would say that it is a drill. So, to me, I look at this and I don't see something that is good news, as the many people in the stock market interpreted that as Russians were giving up. And then they said, no, we're not giving up. It's a drill. And I think, no, actually, they're preparing and positioning their ships to be able to fight. Shortly after Theresa May declared that she could act in Syria without approval of Parliament, The Telegraph reported the Prime Minister has ordered UK submarines to travel within striking distance of Syria, adds that the strike could begin as early as today, which is when May will call an emergency cabinet meeting over Syria. The U.S. has a carrier, the Truman, that is still a month away. So this coalition is going to rely on UK and French ships. Even more good news. Meanwhile, you've got Russian warplanes harassing the beleaguered USS Donald Cook. And I say beleaguered because this is the same USS Donald Cook that back in 2014 was harassed repeatedly by Russian jets who flew over it. Now, the reports, there were various reports. Many people said that they flew in without any armament on, but they flew very close to the USS Donald Cook. It was in the Black Sea, and the Russian jets flew over, they repeatedly flew over for about a half hour, I believe it was, and completely shut down all of their telemetry and electronics. They had a little box underneath the plane, no missiles, no armaments underneath the plane, and just kept flying over it. And that was what was reported. Now, the U.S. denied that that happened, but it was reported by many different sources. And so now they have sent the USS Donald Cook into the waters off of Syria. We'll see what happens with that. The question is, as we look at this, what is going on? There's an editorial on Zero Hedge that's by Tom Luongo. And he says, if there's one thing the last 48 hours have proved to me, he said, it's this. Donald Trump is no longer acting president. The coup against Trump has been completed. And then he makes a few points. He says the deep state lies are being unraveled in real time thanks to collective intelligence of the internet and our ability to synthesize data in real time. In other words, we can look at this stuff and we can tell you just as we did back in 2013, well, there's some suspicious video that has surfaced from this. The sources are questionable. There hasn't been an investigation, so forth. And so that puts pressure on them when we do that. Secondly, as he points out, he said the Skripal poisoning, the latest Syrian chemical weapons attack, share the same thing. Both set government officials off rushing to judgment and action before any official investigation could debunk them. See, that's the important point. They've got something that they want to accomplish, a plan of action. They have an excuse, and whether that is something that really happened or not, they create a narrative, and then they act on that narrative before there can be an investigation, before you can debunk their presuppositions. He said, number three, Trump has pissed off everybody in power on both sides of the Atlantic since coming into power, and he's been a material threat to powerful members of the deep state, shadow government, who have unmasked themselves as criminals to avoid losing power. So Trump needs to be neutralized. Up to this point, he hasn't been. He's had tax cuts, he's had deregulation, he's had executive orders against Obamacare, TPP, TTIP. So the operation, he points out, to destroy Syria is at least a 20-year-old idea. And we pointed this out. This is Wesley Clark saying, hey, we got this whole plan, and they get, hey, we're going to war. We're going to war against Iran, this guy told him, guy who used to work for him on his staff. And he says, you won't believe this. Here's the different countries, the order we're going after them in. This is a very old plan, and guess what? John Bolton is one of the architects of this plan. And this all happened, this supposed gas attack happened on a Saturday before John Bolton takes his place in the administration on the following Monday. And then this, the tweets that came out, gas killing animal and stuff, he says, who's writing this stuff? These tweets, he said, will be used as evidence against Trump and his upcoming either resignation or removal from office, especially after people go back and say there was no justification for this, as we have seen with 2013-2017. They will blame Trump for rushing to judgment, especially because of the tone of these tweets. He is Commander-in-Chief, and so he is ultimately responsible for this. And they will point out the fact, look at this, 30 minutes apart, he's saying, hey, you know, this is bad, this Russian thing has gotten out of hand, it's deteriorated our relationship here. But that was right after he's saying, hey, we're going to fire all of our missiles, be ready, they're coming in. So the reality, he said, is that Trump is not really making these decisions. They're made for him. And like every other president, he is trapped into having to sell it. If he resists, his family dies, his business destroyed. Or he can go along and do what he can, and after 4 years, leave office in disgrace. I pointed this out when there was the back and forth between President Trump and the cabinet before the gas attack happened. The fact that President Trump was saying publicly, and he was arguing with them privately, And he had the chair of the Joint Chief of Staff tell him no. And then they came out with their own press release, said, no, nothing's going to change. We're not pulling troops out. And remember, the same type of thing happened with JFK. The chair of his Joint Chiefs of Staff had signed off on Operation Northwood, now declassified. You can look it up yourself. Read it. It was a plan to justify us going into Cuba. It was a false flag plan. They were going to fly planes into buildings and blame it on Cuba. You know, kind of like 9/11 that happened like 40 years later. President Kennedy fired that chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then JFK was shot not long after. And then he went on, that Joint Chief of Staff went on to NATO, Lemnitzer, and he started the Operation Gladio pushback. That's the way this thing works. That's the dangerous place that we are right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and real red pill today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake
and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We know as we're going to break, I was talking about one of the reasons that we may be going to war, and that is the military-industrial complex telling Trump, do it, or we'll kill you or impeach you. And that's looking very real. We're going to talk about what happens moving forward with Mueller and Rosenstein in just a moment. But before we go to that, I just want to cover an article here by Alex Cristoforo. And he said there's six reasons. I would say now seven reasons, because I just gave you one that I believe is valid. But he says, here's six other reasons that we may be going to war. He says, Trump knows there was no chemical attack in Syria, that it was a hoax and a false flag. I believe that. I don't think he's that dumb. The mainstream media knows a chemical attack in Syria is a hoax and a false flag. All of Congress knows that it's a hoax and a false flag. The entire world knows that Assad is not that stupid. He points out he's a doctor, an ophthalmologist. He's not as stupid, so he's going to go gas women and children at the very moment he's winning the war in Syria after he's had that city under violent siege and attack for many, many months, that he would then launch a gas attack there. And again, why is it that we don't care about the 500,000 people that have been killed in this war for regime change in Syria, but we care about the purported 40? I mean, that's 10,000 times the number of people who have died overall. Why is it? I understand chemical weapons are a horrible thing. However, why is that the red line in the sand? And what purpose do we have in being there? We haven't been attacked. And we don't know if it was done. Who did it? Again, it's the same MO that we see everywhere. So he says, yeah, this is, he's not going to do it just for laughs. Right after Trump announced is a U.S. pullout from Syria. So isn't it strange that Trump is fighting with his Joint Chiefs of Staff and the CIA, and there's reports of this, and then Assad, even though he's winning and Trump is fighting and saying, we're going to pull out, then he decides, well, let's just for fun, let's just drop some gas on these people. And then everything turns around, just like that. And so we see President Trump arguing, we're going to pull out now, and then he goes immediately after this gas attack, oh, we got to get the animal. And then, as I point out, 30 minutes after get ready, Russia, we got these smart missiles coming in for you. Then 30 minutes after that, he tweets out, you know, Russia, it's really bad that we have this new Cold War and all this stuff that's going on now with our relationship with Russia that really goes back to this, Russian collusion investigation and Mueller and so forth. He said, there's no reason for this new Cold War. Russia needs some help with their economy. We could do that. Let's stop the arms race and so forth. It's like, what is going on? But here's what's really going on too. Besides just the holding a gun to his head and telling him, you're going to stay there. And, oh, we'll give you, maybe they said, we'll give you a reason for you to reverse yourself. You know, we're not going to let you take the troops out. We're just not going to do it, President. We'll provide a justification for you to do a quick reversal here. But there's some other reasons, too. Number one, the petrodollar. And As pointed out on the Gateway Pundit, the last two nations that tried to introduce a currency to compete against the petrodollar were Libya and Iraq. What happened to them? The U.S. needs a pipeline through Syria even more now than ever, especially if they're going to compete for European gas and oil markets presently controlled by Russia and their pipeline and by the Chinese yuan. Again, it goes back to the pipeline. We've pointed this out many times. Russia is running their pipeline through Syria. That's why they're working so hard to keep Syria under the control of their ally Assad. We, however, want to run a different pipeline through. So we want to take out the Russian pipeline, and we want to run a pipeline down from some of the United Arab Emirate countries and so forth. We want to run that up. But both of those have to run through Syria. And so we've got to change the regime for the petrodollar, for the oil and gas. That's a big part of it. Second part, John McCain and the military-industrial complex. As he points out, McCain is a deep state president. Boy, he sure is. And wherever he goes, war follows. Libya, Ukraine, Syria. McCain is the angel of death, and the military-industrial complex sends him around the world to arm neo-Nazis in Ukraine, or to arm Al-Qaeda terrorists, or to arm ISIS head choppers. Any other group that is willing to start fake civil wars or illegal coups, all for the profit of the military-industrial complex. Then we have Saudi Arabia and the new Crown Prince, MBS. He just wrapped up his PR tour, and of course, he and Israel want to come after Iran, and they want to take down Syria. Israel has been itching to destroy Syria for decades. On April 9th, two Israeli F-15 fighters launched guided missiles from Lebanese airspace. And so this is something that has been going on for quite some time. But again, in his PR tour, the Saudi Crown Prince was telling everybody that there's never been any leader or any country that was worse than Iran, worse than Hitler, worse than anyone. That is really the objective for them. And again, they're the next on the list. It was the list that was provided to Wesley Clark. It was Syria, then Iran. And that's something that the pressure has been, it wasn't just the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We had Saudi Arabia as well as Israel putting pressure on President Trump saying, you're not going to pull out of Syria. Don't come out of Syria. We need to take over Syria. We need to keep the troops there. And then we're going to move right into Iran. That's the next part of it. The next part is to cover up past and present American deep state false flags in Syria. Says, the result of the total surrender of the jihadis previously in control of Douma is the Russian military is now in control of the alleged crime scene. This has put the Russians in a position where for the first time they're able to both invite the OPCW inspectors to attend the crime scene and to provide them with protection if while they're there. At the same time, monitoring and supervising their work. But the fact that the Russians are in control of the crime scene and may on this occasion be able to prove concisely no chemical weapons attack happened in Douma instead of deterring a U.S. attack is actually making it more likely. See, nobody will believe it. Because even though they can now have an investigation of the crime scene, because it's not in rebel-held territory, and even though it had happened that way previously in 2013-2017, eventually people were able to get in and said, no, it didn't happen. Secretary of Defense Mattis said, no, it didn't happen those times. Now they can come in and they say they can invite people in for the inspection, but if they say, no, it didn't happen, they'll say, well, the Russians were putting pressure on them or the Russians destroyed the crime scene or so forth. So it isn't going to help with that either. Last one that he's got here, and that is the wag the dog scenario to distract from this Stormy Daniels stuff. Remember, it was Bill Clinton to distract attention from Monica Lewinsky that did his wag the dog attack. And, nothing really changes as it turns around. So there's a lot of reasons for him to do this. None of them good. And as we look at what happens moving forward, think about the fact that since World War II, we haven't had a situation where we've gone to war in a constitutional basis, where we've sat there and actually debated what the objectives were and so forth. We had the false flag attack in the Gulf of Tonkin, and there was a resolution. And on the basis of that, that was the closest we came to a real declaration of war with anything. So how did this happen? Well, you know, it all began with President Truman telling everybody we faced the big threat of the Russians. And because we have this big threat of the Russians, we can no longer worry about a declaration of war. It's going to happen too fast and too quick, and we got too big and scary an enemy, and so we can't mess with these constitutional things that tie my hands. I have to have complete authority to do whatever I wish. Don't tie my hands with the Constitution. And that's where we are.
Nourish a probiotic, friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria, throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we had President Trump vocally arguing with his Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying publicly that we're going to get out of Syria, he was being opposed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the military industrial complex, the CIA, by Saudi Arabia, by Israel, all the people who wanted us to stay there and then to move into Iran after the regime change in Syria. Then all of a sudden, a quick reversal after the alleged chemical weapon attack on Saturday. And then on Monday, there was a raid on President Trump's lawyer, just to show that you can't appease the deep state. They're going to take you down one way or the other. And so people are talking about, what can President Trump do now? We have Alan Dershowitz go on, and he's got an idea. A lot of people have said, don't fire Mueller. Many people have said this will be the thing that triggers an impeachment if he fires Mueller. Well, I'll let them make the determination about that. It gets into the Game of Thrones a little bit more than I care to get into. But a lot of different tactics are being suggested to President Trump right now. Alan Dershowitz, I think, has an interesting tact on this. Quite frankly, you know, when we look at who might take the place of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I would like to see him go, as well as Rosenstein, a lot of those other people. I think Dershowitz has been spot on with all this stuff, and has been spot on in terms of saying we should not criminalize political differences. He said for the longest time, I'm a lifelong Democrat, a lifelong ACLU member. You'll hear him say this in this clip we got coming up. But he doesn't want to see political differences criminalized. He doesn't want to see the rule of law destroyed. And he's been very vocal and very effective in terms of opposing this. And now he has an interesting tact on what should be done now about this out-of-control special counsel that we have. Not a special prosecutor, but a special counsel. So they don't have a law for a special prosecutor. And there is no law that governs anything this guy can do. There's no endpoint. This can go and consume the entire Trump presidency. But here's what Alan Dershowitz had to say.
Do you agree with Joe that it's the Attorney General's job to now step in and fire Rod Rosenstein?
I would do it differently. I think Rod Rosenstein is recused. I don't think he can serve on an investigation in which he will end up being the key witness. And if I were a lawyer for Donald Trump, and I am not, I'm just saying what I would say about anybody, I would be making a motion in front of a judge. First, I'd make it in the Justice Department to recuse Rosenstein. Then I'd make it in front of a judge. You cannot be a prosecutor. And you cannot be a witness in the same case. But the thing to me that's most disturbing tonight, I am a lifelong member of the American Civil Liberties Union. I was on the national board of the American Civil Liberties Union. To its everlasting disgrace, today, the American Civil Liberties Union went out of its way to justify and defend the raid on the lawyer's office, never saying anything about the risks that it does to confidential communications.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So what he's saying is, don't fire him, recuse him. He is recused. He is recused because he cannot be a prosecutor and a witness in the same case. So I guess he's basically out of it. He should be taken out of this. And then threw down some ire on the ACLU for going out of its way to justify and to defend the raid on the lawyer's office, which he has spoken about before in the past. Then you have Bill Kristol. And he's put together a group. And, of course, Bill Kristol is one of the always-never-Trumpers. Does not want to see Mueller fired. And so he's put together a group that is called, what's the name of this thing? It's Republicans for the Rule of Law. Now, ask yourself, if we have the rule of law with Bob Mueller, do we have the rule of law? You just heard Alan Dershowitz talk about how criminal what just happened was, and how this takes away some very important attorney-client privileges that have always been respected. But we've seen this rogue investigation, which began purportedly about investigating Russian collusion. It was nebulous to begin with. It wasn't an investigation that was set up to look at a specific crime, and that was a problem from the very beginning. There should have been a specific crime, a case made for that crime, taken to the Attorney General. The Attorney General should have followed a procedure, even though they shut down the special prosecutor law because they realized that it turned into witch hunts. Even though that law was not in effect, it was a good template, if they were going to have something like this, to make a case about a specific crime, to make a case that it can't be investigated internally with the Justice Department, so you had to have an outside special prosecutor. Then he would appoint a three-judge panel that would appoint that special prosecutor. And then that three-judge panel would look at his progress and decide whether he was finding anything or it needed to continue and so forth. There's no control on this. You just had Attorney General Sessions just punt on this, kicked it over to Rosenstein, who has been involved with Comey and Mueller and these other people and Hillary Clinton for the longest time. They've been involved in covering up crimes for each other. So he just punted it to this guy with no procedure. So you want to say this is Republicans for the rule of law? There's no rule of law involved in this. None whatsoever. But they put a 30-second spot, and they put it on Fox and Friends because they know that's where President Trump watches the news every morning. And here's some of the lines from it. Mueller has been trusted by Republicans to put America first. Then they cherry-pick some quotes from congressional leaders, as Breitbart points out, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says, I have a lot of confidence in Bob Mueller. And then Vice President Pence says, this is our justice system, and our justice system needs to play out. And the special counsel has a job to do. And then it finishes up with a call to action. Call your representative. Protect the Mueller investigation. Let's keep it going forever, say the never-Trumpers. Well, at the same time all this stuff is going on, just in case you had any questions still remaining as to whether or not Rosenstein was acting as an independent referee in all of this, they continue, the Justice Department, Rosenstein, and the FBI continue to stonewall Congress over material that they've asked for. And they can't say that it's classified. You can't turn this over. This is the House Intelligence Committee. They are classified to see everything. Here's a comment from Representative Mark Meadows about that, whether or not Sessions and Rosenstein should be held in contempt and whether Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, should be impeached.
For a second.
I do talk to the president on a regular basis, and I can tell you that he is not talking about firing Bob Mueller. I mean, now, is he very frustrated with the process and the fact that this continues to go on and that there's no evidence of collusion? Certainly. But there is no discussions, not last week, not the week before that, and not even yesterday, about firing Bob Mueller.
What about Rosenstein?
You know, really, at this particular point, I think that it's members of Congress who have a bigger problem with Rod Rosenstein, myself included, that he's not giving us the documents and he's not doing his job. And if he's not going to do the job, he needs to go and find one that he will do. And so the frustration with the AG and the deputy AG is probably more a focus of Congress, and it probably makes the president's dissatisfaction pale in comparison.
Should you guys hold them in contempt?
Absolutely. I think at this particular point, they have not complied with a subpoena. They should be held in contempt, and if they can't get it right, you know, here we are. It's interesting. Here we are today, and I met with the new person that they have at DOJ. They can't tell us how many documents they're going to deliver, when they're going to deliver it, how they redact. Those are three questions that they've had 5 months to answer, and they can't answer it. It's appalling.
Nunes last night suggested impeaching Christopher Wray. Is that something that's
certainly that's in the toolbox? And at this particular point, hopefully they will comply long before we have to go that route. But it's in the toolbox that we have there. Certainly, contempt of Congress is the first step.
Can I ask?
So, do you realize how bad this is? We've got Sessions, Rosenstein, we've got the director of the FBI who are refusing to turn over information to the House Intelligence Committee. Oh yeah, they're disinterested. They're just pursuing the rule of law, says Bill Kristol. No, that's not happening. Many people are saying, gotta get rid of Rosenstein one way or the other. Now Alan Dershowitz says he's basically already recused himself because you can't be a prosecutor and a witness in the same case. The guy needs to be removed. If he's removed, that removes an important part of this stonewalling protection. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. This has been the beginning of our 34-hour broadcast, The New World War. This is an emergency broadcast. I spent the first hour talking about the lead up to the war in Syria. How it's not necessary, how it's not investigated, the root causes of this, and how we have seen, as Nigel Farage pointed out, we have seen over and over again, that even if there was a justification, what is going to be the end result of this? As we saw in Libya and Iraq, it's going to be chaos. And it's going to become a breeding ground for terrorism, which is what the civil war in Syria has already been. And so it's a very dangerous situation that we're in. I'm going to move now to the Facebook hearings that have happened for the last couple of days and also talk about how the government is now moving itself to directly censor free speech. Very important that we understand what is happening here, because if you don't have a voice in Congress, because they're not going to debate a war, right? We're not going to have our representatives debate whether or not we should go to war. What that's going to look like, what the strategy is, what is the definition of winning. That's not being done anymore. Now, that's an antiquated idea. As the Council on Foreign Relations said, as President Trump was saying, we've got to get out of Syria, he was saying, he's got this old-fashioned idea that went out of style in World War II, where you go in, you fight a war, you win, and you go home. That just doesn't happen anymore. It's like, yeah, funny. Funny how that works out, isn't it? And we know the people who are behind this strategy. And it is destroying this country. We are borrowing money from the Chinese for this war against Russia. And the Chinese are the bigger threat to us, I believe, financially and otherwise. The Third World War is not going to be perhaps a fighting war. There will be a world war in terms of financial attacks, and it's going to be the Chinese who are leading that. But the Chinese are also making some big, bold military moves. We don't hear anybody trying to go to war with the Chinese. Isn't that interesting? It's interesting because the Chinese have been chosen as the next place that the global government is going to move. They've already moved most of our jobs and our manufacturing to China. They will move everything else to China pretty soon. They don't want China attacked. They don't want China attacked financially, which is this trade issue that we're talking about. But we'll get to that in just a moment. We're going to talk about Facebook. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program, what keeps us independent. And we have some big specials on right now. We've got CellForce 50% off. We have BrainForce Plus and the Real Red Pill together for 50% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and this may be our last batch. We are losing our source, it looks like, of Nascent Iodine. So unless we secure another source of that, this could be the last batch. Nevertheless, we've got that for 25% off. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 25% off. And we have Alpha Power, 25% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I think you'll find things there that will help you to prepare for your health, for tough times, if they're coming along either financially, tough times that may be ahead, or even war if things get really bad. There's products there that will allow you to prepare for the safety of your family. But one way or the other, you can still prepare for the health of yourself and your family with the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And that supports this operation as well. Let's take a look at Facebook. And you know, when I look at Facebook, one of the things that says that Facebook is not like a baker or a wedding photographer, you know, did they have these... The wedding photographers that they shut down or the bakeries that they shut down because they chose not to be involved in a particular wedding. Did they have them hauled up before Congress for a couple of days of testimony? No, they didn't, did they? It kind of tells us that Facebook holds a very different position over this country, over the First Amendment, over something that is very important, vitally important. And there he is. He's sitting on, they propped him up even with a cushion. And we're going to talk about, the questions that came to this guy. But a lot of this stuff was really kind of, we're afraid of you. So we're going to give you some easy questions. And even with the easy questions, he refused to give an answer that would be kind of an olive branch to the American public. So this guy who is, only 5'7", Mark Zuckerberg, they put a big cushion under him so he would, not be swallowed up by the desk. The reality that he's there, that is the elephant in the room. The reality that he's there. Because we know that censorship is going on. And we know that the government is moving to directly censor us, just as these Silicon Valley people have been censoring, saying, well, we're going to shut down anything that's fake news. Well, you define fake news. When we look at what's happening with Vietnam, for example, with Facebook, Facebook is accused of helping the Vietnamese government crack down on dissent by allowing state-sponsored trolls to exploit the site. They've been accused of helping to suppress dissenting voices in communist-ruled Vietnam, just like they have in China. Isn't that interesting? That's what they want to do here. That's what they're already doing here, shutting down dissenting voices. Who are they shutting down? It's people who are conservative voices. They came out and they've labeled all Breitbart stories, for example, as intentionally misleading. And they have a pop-up from Wikipedia that accuses Breitbart of being a far-right site that publishes falsehoods, conspiracy theories, and intentionally misleading stories. See, they're shutting down dissenting voices here, shutting down Diamond and Silk. And in the meantime, they come out and say, as they do that to Breitbart, what does Zuckerberg say? He says, well, you know, New York Times is a trustworthy news source. You know, the New York Times has had its problems, hasn't it? Had a lot of problems. But he said, take the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. Even if not everyone reads them, the people who don't read them typically still think they're good. Trustworthy journalism. If you don't read them, that's what you think. If you read them, you realize just how biased they are. But of course, it's the same bias that Zuckerberg shares. And so he is more than willing to censor dissenting voices in communist countries like Vietnam and China. Vietnam, like China, has an army of cyber warfare people to shut down dissenting voices. They got 10,000 people just in little Vietnam to shut down dissenters on Facebook and elsewhere. And the Vietnam's government said Facebook has committed to work with it to prevent content that violates the country's laws from appearing on its platform, and will also remove fake accounts and fake content about senior government officials. Think about that. Fake content about senior government officials. What would that be? Oh, that would be anything that says something negative about a senior government official. That would be labeled as fake content and be shut down by Zuckerberg. And when you look at this, and the fact that you had Senator Dan Sullivan, a Republican of Alaska, asked Zuckerberg, is your story of your success with Facebook, is that an only in America story? He says, you couldn't do this in China, right? What you did these last 10 years. Let me tell you something. Yeah, he could do that in China. Because what he's done in China and what he's done in Vietnam in terms of shutting down dissenting voices, he's now doing in America. So yeah, Zuckerberg knows that just like Apple, you can play the game with the guys in government. You can do whatever they want, and then they'll let you do business there, and they'll let you make obscene amounts of money doing that if you are their surrogate censors. But don't worry. The direct censorship from government is coming. But this is an interesting back and forth that he had. He says, you couldn't do this in China, right? What you did in 10 years. And then Zuckerberg kind of paused for a little bit, and he said, well, Senator, there are some very strong Chinese internet companies. So yeah, I could do what I'm doing here in China. I don't need America. And so then the senator smiled and said, well, you were supposed to answer yes to this question. Come on, I'm trying to help you. Give me a break. You're in front of a bunch of senators. The answer is yes, okay? So thank you. In other words, he's trying to help him. Why would you try to help this guy? Well, because he's helping them, isn't he? He's helping the establishment push its monolithic narrative to you. They had Operation Mockingbird, when the only way that information could be gotten out to the general public was through ABC, NBC, CBS, maybe NPR. They controlled the news. They controlled the information. When the internet got out there, we started having other people report on other stories or give different angles or question the government narrative. That was something they didn't like. So a lot of these senators are trying to help him, just like this senator. But even when he tries to help him, he can't really say, well, yeah, I really don't like America. America, there's nothing unique about America. I don't really like that. Only in America, no way. And then he was asked about Diamond and Silk. And he said, well, it was an enforcement error. He said, in that specific case, our team made an enforcement error. We've already gotten in touch with them to reverse it. But Diamond and Silk said, no, we haven't heard from Facebook. They've not communicated with us. We haven't talked to them by phone. We haven't heard from Facebook, period. Yeah, are they a terrorist organization? Or are they just some dissenting voices, dissenting from the mainstream narrative? And they have to be silenced on the internet. And Facebook is the tool for the time being where the government's coming to do that directly. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So Zuckerberg says that the actions taken against Diamond and Silk were an enforcement error. He said, in that specific case, our team made an enforcement error. And we've already gotten in touch with them to reverse it. But they said, no, we haven't heard anything from Facebook. Not by phone. They haven't contacted us. We haven't communicated with them. Last thing they heard from them, they said they got a message from Facebook. So the policy team has come to the conclusion that your content and your brand has been determined unsafe to the community. The decision is final, not appealable in any way. And they said they gave us no rationale. The only thing they told us is we're unsafe for the community. We're two women of color. How are we unsafe? We don't sell drugs. We don't belong to gangs. It's offensive. It's appalling. It taints our brand. Why are you censoring two black women? Why are you not allowing our viewers to view our content? Well, I think we know. And quite frankly, there was a good back and forth with Ted Cruz grilling Zuckerberg over censoring conservatives. And here's that clip.
Zuckerberg, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship.
That's right.
There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter.
Chick-fil-A is just too conservative.
Over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out at the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this now, question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
This is where he gets him.
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
These are rhetorical questions, of course.
You say that you have 15 to 20,000 people working on security and content review. Do you know the political orientation of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review?
No, Senator. We do not generally ask people about their political orientation when they're joining the company.
So as CEO, have you ever made hiring or firing decisions based on political positions or what candidates they supported?
No.
Why was Palmer Luckey fired?
That is a specific personnel matter that seems like it would be inappropriate.
I'm not going to answer that
question. You just made a specific representation that you didn't make decisions based on political views.
Well, I can commit that it was not because of a political view.
Do you know of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review, how many, if any, have ever supported financially a Republican candidate for office?
Senator, I do not know that.
Yeah, he'd have to violate their privacy or something, right? He would never do that, right? He would never use his own Facebook metrics to look at his own employees and determine that kind of information. Look, to have content review, to have an army of people vetting all of this stuff. That is the problem. He's never going to root out bias doing that. And it wouldn't be better if it was a right-wing bias versus a left-wing bias. Why can't he just have a situation where he adds more freedom instead of more control? Oh, I think we know the answer to that question as well. That's just as obvious as the answer to the question why they haven't shut down any Planned Parenthood sites or any MoveOn.org sites and so forth and so on, any Democrat sites. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lee Stranahan. I want to continue on with Facebook. We just played the top of the hour, the back and forth between Ted Cruz and Zuckerberg. Cruz asking him, well, you know, you've shut down Diamond and Silk, many other conservative groups. You blocked Chick-fil-A even. I mean, this is obviously bias. You've got this army of content investigators. It should say gatekeepers is really what they are. Why can't we just have more liberty, right? The very fact that you've got this guy at Congress for 2 days of hearing talks about how important Facebook is to free speech in this country. So why can't somebody, and I didn't hear anybody propose the idea, that you just get rid of all these people or artificial intelligence algorithms to go through and filter speech? Just stop the filtering. Stop the censorship. If you want to do something based on violence or sexual content, okay, you can set up some rules about that, maybe. Because I can see where they'll take the violence and they will shut down somebody reporting news about war that they don't want put out there. I can see a problem even with that. But there's absolutely no reason to shut down Chick-fil-A or Diamond and Silk, except for the fact that you are just politically biased. And they shouldn't be allowed to have that kind of control. The very fact that they are important enough to be in Congress for 2 days of hearing shows that they are essentially a de facto monopoly. Or at least an oligarchy, because there's other companies that do this as well. Here's some more of these questions. Video 7, let's play Zuckerberg being asked about how Facebook tracks your browser data. And he maintains that he can't answer that question.
Oh, and text histories of its users that use Android phones.
Senator, we have an app called Messenger for sending messages to your Facebook friends, and that app offers people an option to sync their text messages into the messaging app and to make it so that, so you can have one app where it has both your texts and your Facebook messages in one place. We also allow people the option of
you can opt in or out of that.
Yes,
is it opt-in. Opt-out?
It is opt-in. You have to affirmatively say that you want to sync that information before we get access.
Unless you opt in, that you don't collect that call and text history.
That is correct.
And is that true for, is this practice done at all with minors, or do you make an exception there for persons age 13 to 17?
I do not know. We can follow up.
Okay, do that. Let's do that. One other thing. There have been reports that Facebook can track a user's internet browsing activity even after that user has logged off of the Facebook platform. Can you confirm whether or not this is true?
Senator, I want to make sure I get this accurate, so it would probably be better to have my team follow up.
So you don't know?
I know that people use cookies on the internet, and that you can probably correlate activity between sessions. We do that for a number of reasons, including security and including measuring ads to make sure that the ad experiences are the most effective, which, of course, people can opt out of. But I want to make sure that I'm precise in my answer. So
when you get back to me, sir, would you also let us know how Facebook discloses to its users that engaging in this type of tracking gives us that result?
Yeah, he's got a lot of homework, doesn't he? He's got his team going to be working on a lot of things. We're going to go over some of the things his team's going to be working on, because that seemed to be his favorite response. It was a prepared response. It's kind of like his pleading the fifth. Well, I can't really say whether or not Facebook is tracking your browser data when you're not on it. Look, it's widely, everybody knows that Facebook is collecting information on people who never even signed up to Facebook. This is how pervasive their invasion of your privacy is. But this was a great one here. One of the senators asked him, could you tell us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night? Here's that clip.
Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here. I
think let's stop that right there. Pause that right there. And you know, beyond the fact that Facebook knows all this information about you and is tracking all this and curating it and preserving it for everybody, law enforcement, whatever, that they can turn over without a search warrant. Besides that, I have to ask the Facebook users, because I'm not a Facebook user, why, as a Facebook user, would you put out any of that information about what hotel you stayed in or what you're doing publicly? Why would you put that up there? See, I don't get the whole idea of putting your whole life out there for everybody to see. I know it's about making your life look perfect, and it's something that has a very adverse effect on the lives of kids who look at Facebook and the postings and think that everybody's got a much better life than they do. And it all goes back, I believe, to the Big Brother program that started in the UK. You know, they created this Big Brother program. They took people who were nobodies, and they put them in a fishbowl, essentially, around-the-clock surveillance. And they became celebrities. And shortly after that, Facebook comes up with a way for you to all do that, and maybe you can become a celebrity. You can show everybody what hotel you stayed in and how perfect your life is. And you'll be so much more happy like that, won't you? Putting yourself out there and becoming a celebrity. Celebrityism is not anything great, let me tell you. I mean, I'm not a celebrity, but to the extent that I'm recognized by people in public, it creeps me out. but I guess a lot of people think it's a great thing until it actually happens to them. But yeah, that's the question, is why would you ever want to use Facebook, first of all? But secondly, what is Facebook doing to destroy your privacy? Let's continue on the clip.
Your right to privacy, the limits of your right to privacy, and how much you give away in modern America in the name of, quote, connecting people around the world. The question, basically, of what information Facebook's collecting, who they're sending it to, and whether they ever ask me in advance my permission to do that. Is that a fair thing for a user of Facebook to expect?
Yes, Senator. I think everyone should have control over how their information is used. And as we've talked about in some of the other questions, I think that that is laid out in some of the...
All right, let's hold it right there, because I want to sum up his... we got getting close on time here on this segment. And I want to sum up Zuckerberg's answers to the Senate. There's a montage that's put together by Daily Caller of Zuckerberg. And here he is. He basically doesn't know, but his team will follow up. Here's that clip.
I can can have my team follow up with you after this. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have my team follow up with you on more information if that would be helpful. Senator, I have not heard that. Mr. Chairman, I will have my team follow up with you on what information we have. Senator, I don't know. I do not know. We can follow up.
Okay, do that.
I can certainly have my team get back to you on any specifics there that I don't know sitting here today. I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry, I'm not familiar with those specific cases.
Will you find out the answer and get back to me?
I'll have my team get back to you.
You get the idea. You get the idea, don't you? That's why his team's got a lot of homework to do. But here's some of the things that, these are the questions that he replied that way. A list of applications that Facebook has previously banned because the data was transferred in violation of Facebook's terms. Well, he doesn't know about that. He'll have to get the team back on that. The number of audits that Facebook has conducted to ensure deletion of improperly transferred data or anything about specific past stats that would be interesting. Oh, they don't know about that. Whether or not any Facebook employees worked with Cambridge Analytica while the data analytics company was working with Donald Trump's presidential campaign. He'll have to have the team get back on that. And on and on and on. Breakdown of the principles that Facebook will use to guide the development of artificial intelligence practices. He doesn't know what the principles are going to be. You know, they're going to create this artificial intelligence, but they don't know the principles that the artificial intelligence is going to be filtering as it acts as a gatekeeper. He doesn't know. He hadn't thought about that. The team will have to get back then. Whether or not the government or federal officials can track what a person is doing with or without a warrant on Facebook. I'll have to have my team get back to you on that. All right, we're going to get back to you in just a moment, and we're going to get back to you with Lee Stranahan. Stay with us. Be right back.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. And then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes, but the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually. Or together, they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lee Stranahan. You can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com. It's a citizen journalism school that he has. Also at thepopulist.tv. And, of course, Lee was at the National Press Club conference that Alex Jones had, and there was a back and forth where he was being attacked because he worked for Sputnik. And the guy who was attacking him was saying, well, you know, you're totally discredited because you work for this news organization. And Lee made the point, which is absolutely valid, that it's the information. He says, tell me what I said that was wrong. It isn't who you work for, it's what you say. And as Lee has pointed out, and as we've seen many people point out who work for RT, for example, Max Kaiser has said that he's worked for the BBC. He's worked for a lot of other news outlets. He said, they all told me exactly what I had to say. He said at RT, they don't put any controls on me, so I can say what I want to say. So it's what you have to report. And Lee has been with citizenjournalismschool.com. He's been trying to get people to think beyond the labels that are put on things. Remember we had Zuckerberg say, well, even people who don't read Wall Street Journal and the New York Times think they're great. Well, if they don't read them, how do they know that they're great? How do they know that they're trustworthy? Well, it's because there's this buzz, this reputation. But do they deserve that reputation? And that's the question that we have to get past. And then we also want to talk about Syria. But let's start first with the National Press Club. Thank you for joining us, Lee.
Hey, thanks for having me, David. Well, you know, what I said to that guy, too, was if people saw the exchange we had. See, because what happened was he was going after Alex and Roger Stone for even appearing on RT or Sputnik. And I was standing 10 feet away, so I stepped up and said, look, I work for Sputnik. What's your problem? But I invited the guy onto the show. And of course, he's like, well, I don't appear on Russian media. Well, why not? We do a live show, David. We do a live show.
Well, as Alex pointed out, he's appeared on CNN. I mean, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, if you can go on CNN, you can go on anywhere, right?
That's right. I mean, my thing is, I'll appear anywhere. I am who I am. I say what I say. When I was hired by Sputnik, before I was hired, of course, like if they said, hey, David, we'd like to hire you, the question you'd have, I know this, I know you well enough, you'd be like, are you going to restrict what I say or tell me what to say?
That's
because,
right.
Correct? That would be the first question you'd have.
That's right.
And the reason why is because jobs come and go in this industry, right? And if I suddenly was contradicting everything that I'd said before, people who are looking at my career and people on the left, people like Media Matters, look at it pretty closely. They would go, gee, Lee used to say this, then he got hired, and now he says this. And
that's right.
And I don't do that. I can't do that because here's the thing. My gig at Sputnik could end tomorrow by the government shutting it down, right?
That's right.
That's not fake. That's real, right? That's real. And
that's right. And I know you're a Christian and you're not going to lie for a job, right? No. I'm not going to do that either. You know, I could be mistaken about something and I'll take it back, but I'm not going to go out there and lie to push a political agenda or lie to get a job. I'm just not going to do that.
When I did this press conference at InfoWars, nobody said, you know, for instance, Alex brought up the Uranium One story. I don't want to get into the weeds. I don't agree with that story. Let's go with that. Okay. There are aspects of that story that I don't think are accurate, but no, Alex didn't say to me, you know, Alex, he didn't say, hey, Lee, when you get up there, you can only say this or that. Don't say this or that. There was nothing. He just said, go.
Yeah.
Go. And that's the thing. This is what freedom of speech looks like. Right. And these people, this guy who's criticized me for working, I write him on the show. Well, I don't go on Russian media. Well, that's your call, dude. That means that's your call. Why not? And, but they never can do it, David. Anybody who watches me on Twitter, man, they can, you've seen this. I always say to people, great. Okay. So what fact do you, let's talk about, can we talk about Syria for a second?
Sure.
Tell me what I'm missing here. The group that is making the accusation is Jihad al-Islam. Let me translate that, and I'm only going to call them this from now on. Mm-hmm. The Army of Islam. Now, wait a second. I think I see a problem already. Now,
they're reported in the press as the White Helmets. They don't use that name. They say, oh, they're the White Helmets. But we know that they're part of the jihadis.
Well, no, right. And literally the group who's claiming this, the rebels, look it up. It's Jihad al-Islam, the Army of Islam, who is in favor of replacing Bashar al-Assad with Sharia law. Now, let me ask you, what Trump supporter on the planet would have said, well, you know what? I think we should really ally with the Army of Islam who wants to install Sharia law. None. No Trump supporters. So
that's right.
It's the
McCain branch of the GOP that wants to do that. The establishment branch.
Not a big Trump supporter, you might have noticed.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Yeah. So every Trump supporter is like, wait, what? And that's why, and again, I got to say this. I'll give props where it's due. Fox News let Tucker Carlson go up and criticize and just say what's obvious, what you should say. Here's the deal. If Bashar al-Assad actually did this obvious false flag, but if he did it, I'll criticize him. Of course I'll criticize him. But when all of the evidence is coming from the Army of Islam, call me crazy to be a little skeptical. That's not Russian. That's sane. I don't know how else to put it.
And of course there's the rush to do something before there's any investigation. We can't stop and actually look at this. And as I pointed out earlier in the broadcast, we've had none other than the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, say, yeah, you know, those reported attacks in 2013, 2017 that were supposed to be sarin gas, didn't happen. Now, you still have Theresa May saying, oh, there's been a continuous use of this, and going back to those same two events, as well as one in January, and saying, look, there's a continuous use of chemical weapons. No, it didn't happen, but they continue to sell that lie so they can push us into this war for their agenda.
Well, and here's the thing. David, I'll mention this because I got to repost this on Populist. But if they go to my site, leestranahan.com, and they just look up Syria, if they go to the search box, look for Syria. I've been on this story since 2013. 5 years I've been trying to get traction on this flipping story. 5 years. I went to Syria and I interviewed survivors of an attack on a town called Malula. This is one of the last places where Aramaic is spoken. And I did an interview, and it's all up there, and you can hear it in their own words. U.S. tax dollars have been supporting jihadists who are killing and murdering Christians because they're Christians, because they want to wipe Christianity out of the Middle East for 6 years now. This is insane, David. So this latest attack is just the latest lie. Does the media ever tell you that these rebels, do they ever tell you that they're Sharia compliant Army of Islam people?
No, absolutely not. And if we look at the aftermath of this, as we had Nigel Farage point out, he says, what's the aftermath of this? It's absolute total chaos. And it's the extinction of Christianity, as we have seen in Afghanistan, as we've seen in Iraq. You completely eradicate any surviving traces of Christianity. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, we're doing this 34-hour broadcast to try to reach the president, to try to stop a new world war, or to try to stop more chaos and home bases for al-Qaeda in Syria, which is going to be the outcome of this. Nigel Farage has pointed this out, said, look at what happened in Iraq. Look what happened in Libya. These were disasters. They've created chaos, as Lee was just saying in the last segment. He went to Syria in 2013. He talked to people. Last area that was had Aramaic as their native language. And if you remember, Aramaic was what a lot of the New Testament was written in. Their last enclaves of Christianity were being squeezed out there. And they knew that the U.S. was supporting these radical Islamicists. The only ones, by the way, who are the source of these accusations. Nobody has investigated this. We merely have allegations made by Islamic jihadist organizations. Now, we have a story up on Infowars.com. Russia accuses U.S. of training jihadists to stage chemical attacks in Syria. And folks, if you remember back to 2013, our involvement here at Infowars was to tell people, we know that this has not been vetted. We know that Obama is trying to get us to send the Air Force in to support the jihadis because they're not doing well against Syria. And we got this viral meme going, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Remember? We had all these service members who would hold up the sign saying, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force and so forth. That got viral. We can pull this thing back if everybody will speak out against what's going on there. Lee's had a story up since 2013 about his interviews when he went there. So this is something that can be stopped. And, of course, we've had Defense Secretary Mattis now say, yeah, what was reported in 2013, 2017 didn't happen. Yet Theresa May is still saying, well, we've got a continuous use of chemical weapons. No, she's lying. She's lying, and she's not going to have the parliament even bother to approve this. She's not even going to try to get them to approve this. I think she understands that she's on shaky ground, so she's just going to try to do it unilaterally with her cabinet. But I want to play for you this video and then get Lee's comments on this. This is the Russian ambassador accusing the U.S. of training jihadists, and he said to stage this chemical attack in Syria. Here's that video.
Russia, let me correct you, is also shocked by yet another provocation with this so-called chemical attack in Duma, eastern Ghouta, near Damascus. Russian military specialists have visited the region, walked on those streets, entered those houses, talked to local doctors, and visited the only functioning hospital in Duma, including its basement, where reportedly the mountains of corpses pile up. There wasn't a single corpse, and not a single person who came in for treatment after the attack.
Обратившегося даже за медицинской помощью человека, там нет.
But we've seen them on the video. There was no chemical attack in Duma, pure and simple. And what did we see? We've seen another staged event. There are personnel specifically trained, and you can guess by who, amongst the so-called white helmets, who were already caught in the act with staged videos. Nevertheless, we're heading towards a powerful U.S. strike against Syrian targets in response to such an atrocity. In response to something that didn't happen. Still, is Russia prepared for an event like a strike that could eventually lead to Russians being hurt or even killed? Russia has warned U.S. representatives, publicly as well as through the proper channels, over the grave consequences that could arise if these strikes happen, and whether, deliberately or otherwise, Russian citizens are hurt.
All right, that's a clip from the Russian ambassador as he's being interviewed for European television. Your comments, Lee?
Well, let's not just take the word of the Russian ambassador. Let's ask where these claims are coming from. We talked about one place they're coming from is the Army of Islam, right?
Yes.
So the Army of Islam, explicitly, anybody look them up, they want Sharia law. But the other place it's coming from, do you know who the VDC is? This is the organization for that documents violations in Syria. The VDC, have you heard of them?
No.
Okay, VDC is one of the groups that we're getting this information from, and they are funded by, drumroll, Open Societies Foundation.
Yeah, George Soros, there you go, yeah.
Which is George Soros. Now, the other group is the White Helmets, which we also know are funded by George Soros. So once again, I'm going to ask anybody who's a Trump supporter, if I said, I've got some information for you, it's coming from jihadists and George Soros, right there, you'd go, well, wait a minute. That's not quite enough for me to go to war over. But I'll tell you, even if this disaster gets averted, David, I think the important thing beyond this disaster, we've all gone to sleep every night. Am I the only one who goes to sleep wondering if when I wake up, I'm going to find out there was a missile attack, right?
Yeah. That's
it's
right.
Not enough merely to avert this. Nikki Haley is a liar.
Yep.
Who is in the wrong position. She is a warmongering liar.
Yes,
who does
is.
Not have America's best interest at heart, who hated Donald Trump, never supported him.
That's
and
right.
She and people like her. Mike Pompeo is up. He's calling for more action on Syria.
And John and Bolton just joined the administration the Monday after this alleged chemical attack. So, yeah,
that's
it's
right.
It's pretty bad. And you got Nikki Haley here. She's basically a female John McCain in the position. And I've said many times that she and Theresa May are like the Valkyrie, you know, these women of war who decide who's going to live and who's going to die. And as you point out, just lying about everything, lying about what happened in the UK in Salisbury with the Skripal case, also lying about what's going on and what has gone on in Syria. Facts be damned.
And here's what's fooled a lot of people, David, and it's really important to understand this. For years, you're a libertarian, you know this. For years, libertarians have argued against the UN, and part of the argument has been we don't want to be dragged into stuff by other nations, right?
That's right.
The argument. Now, what's happened is people like Nikki Haley also don't like the UN, but they don't like it for the same reasons libertarians who are non-interventionist don't like the UN. They don't like it because America, when it acts like an empire, gets stopped in the UN. Does that make sense?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just opposing the UN doesn't make you one of us. Does you follow me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the same thing with John Bolton. He doesn't like the UN
right. Because
he's a rabid nationalist, but he's also a neocon warmonger at the same time. So he may not be a globalist like, Rex Tillerson or whatever, but, you know, he is a, still wants to get involved in wars abroad. And, so it's the same sort of thing as it is with Nikki Haley. But when we look at these hospital, situations, you know, first it was reported by these Islamic jihadist sources and the White Helmets, 500 people. Then they took it down to 150. Then they took it down, and it's like, well, would you believe 40? I mean, this is like, who was it? Get smart, right? Maybe we should get smart. You know, he tells them, well, would you do this? How about this? Would you believe it if I tell you 40? And we've had a guy who's the director of the hospital there said he's worked at that hospital for over 6 years. He said, we didn't have any gassing attack here. We said we had about a half dozen individuals who came in with some respiratory issues, but that wasn't anything to do with gas. And then you had the Red Crescent say that there wasn't any gas attack there. So it's not just coming from the Russian ambassador questioning whether or not anything happened there.
And let me just tie this back into the free speech thing that's going on. Note that all of this is happening while Julian Assange is shut up in London and not allowed to talk. Because he's
very
a powerful
important.
Worldwide voice who we know where Julian Assange would be on this, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is all happening. This is all related. And here's how it's related. Why is Alex getting hit with all of these lawsuits right now?
Because
the establishment is completely desperate. They've gotten bad at these false flag attacks. Skripal case, this one, they're not even trying to make them believable anymore, David.
That's right. And that's the way that they're operating with Facebook. And they're going to start operating directly doing that with Facebook as well. If you don't agree with the government narrative, no matter how absurd, no matter how many times it's been proven false, you're the fake news, and we're going to stop stories being circulated. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWars.com.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen.
and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. This is part of our 34-hour broadcast to try to help you to support stopping the war drums, the new world war, creating a new base for ISIS, which is what this is really about. You can see what happened in Libya. You see what happened in Iraq. You know where this is going to go. Nigel Farage has pointed this out. He said, look, I'm a lifetime Trump friend and supporter, but this is the wrong thing to do. Because even if Assad was stupid enough to go through and do this, which nobody really believes that he is that dumb. But let's say that he was. Let's say that he was a stupid animal, for example. Even if that were true, what does the area look like once we remove him? We know what it's going to look like. It's going to look like ISIS. That's exactly what it's going to look like. And again, I refer you to this program. We played a clip in the last segment of the Russian ambassador talking about this. If you go to InfoWars, we've got the entire transcript of a very lengthy interview that he did on European television. One of the things that he said there was, said information is surfacing that at the Al-Tanf camp, American instructors have trained a number of groups of fighters to stage provocations with chemical weapons used to create a pretext for the strike. It was clear to us that attempts to shelter terrorists and at the same time to punish the regime. He also pointed out how and specifically how they had warned people Talked about it, statements to the Security Council, the UN Security Council, also Syrians who were at the Russian Center for Reconciliation, opposing sides, said that necessary equipment had already been brought in to stage a false flag attack like this. They pointed this out within the last month, warning people this is going to happen. And we've also seen that nobody other than these Islamic groups have reported that there was a gas attack here. We've had situations that Nikki Haley and Theresa May have chosen to lie repeatedly about and then say that there's a pattern of behavior there. Whereas we saw in 2013, as Lee Stranahan reported, as he went to Syria, he interviewed people there. They said the Americans were coming in, they were training these jihadis and so forth, that it was, that was what was behind that. Subsequent to that, we had the UN, we had Russian, and finally Americans all say, no, it wasn't a sarin gas attack. It had to be a sarin gas attack because they wanted it to be blamed on the Syrian government. So whatever happened there, it wasn't a sarin gas attack. And it wasn't a sarin gas attack a year ago. Secretary of Defense Mattis has said, no, it didn't happen in 2013, didn't happen in 2017. Yet, you still have Theresa May and Nikki Haley lying to you as if it's been an accepted fact. It's only an accepted fact by the mainstream media and the globalist government, people supporting these never-ending wars. So let me ask you, Lee, why do you think President Trump would do such a quick 180 after pushing so hard against the Joint Chiefs of Staff, against the CIA, saying, we're going to get out of Syria, we're going to do it now. We haven't gotten anything for the $7 trillion and all the lives that have been lost in that area. Why would he do a 180 so quickly?
Well, we can trace this back to two words, Jared and Ivanka, okay? You can trace back the people that came into the administration who never supported Trump, like Nikki Haley. She never supported Trump. And by the way, she didn't just not support Trump because she didn't like him. She disagrees with his policies, including criticizing the Iraq war, criticizing endless war. That's what Donald Trump was elected on. Mm-hmm. But Jared Kushner did two things, and they seem kind of, I was talking to a Jewish friend of mine about this. They were like, why is Netanyahu hooking up with the Saudis? That seems like a real contradiction to me. The Saudis are the home of Wahhabist Islam, the fundamentalist Islam that wants to wipe the Jews out. But It's very clear that that's what happened. How do we know this? Not conjecture. Number one, Jared Kushner, from a lifelong Democrat family, Benjamin Netanyahu slept at his house. His father's a major, look that up. Benjamin Netanyahu is close friends with the Kushner family. But you remember about a year ago, David, the Saudis were talking to President Trump and they were talking about an arms deal. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Kushner picked up the phone to the head of Lockheed Martin and got them a better deal. So
That's right.
A guy who's an advocate of Israel getting weapons to the Saudis who, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they both want to go after Iran and they see Syria as being the place where they're going to stage an attack. You know, and it's a sequence of events that goes back to Wesley Clark. Oh, we're going to take out Syria. Then we're going to take out Iraq. Then we're going to go after Syria. Then we're going to go after Iran and so forth.
That's right. So to me, they couldn't stop Trump in the primaries. They couldn't stop Trump in the general. So they got to him through his family. And Ivanka Trump, who is, how many times have we seen this pattern? The rich children of people who earned money, right? Who made money become leftist kooks. I mean, it just happens, right?
Yeah.
They make a lot of
And even
of
her brother said in that attack a year ago, you know, when he just shot missiles from the hip after the purported gas attack that Secretary of Defense Mattis said didn't happen. It was her tears and her, you know, crying about all this, according to Eric Trump, said, yeah, it was Ivanka that really got Donald Trump fired up on this. So.
That's right. And thank God for Don Jr. and Eric who are breaking that pattern. But Ivanka Trump is just like most other New York socialites, right? She's hard left. Okay. That's just reality. And I said this in the speech with Alex. The hard left has been bought out by George Soros. See, Soros is a contradiction because he funds the far left, but he himself, this is not a guy who's wearing a flannel shirt and, you know, working 40 hours a week. He's a hardcore hedge fund capitalist, right? Crony capitalist, we would call him. And he's learned how to make money through currency manipulation and other stuff. So what he's done is he benefits from all these disasters that he creates, but he does it by funding the left. And so the left, who's traditionally been pro-free speech and anti-war, has been bought out. And now the resistance, right, the anti-Trump resistance, where are they objecting to the war? The one thing they like about Trump now is the war. The media,
that's right,
who hates Trump. Where are they,
right,
on this? This is the only thing they like, you see?
And oh, so, yeah, absolutely. And it is kind of interesting, too, and it gets back to, you know, the back and forth that you had at the National Press Club, you know, where the guy is yelling at you, you know, you were on Russian television or whatever. So what? What did I say? But it gets back to the fact that it's okay to go over the top and to start a war with Russia based on unsubstantiated allegations, but don't ever do anything against China. Boy, you try to equalize trade imbalances with China, forget it. They're not going to support that. Whereas China is very aggressive, not only financially, but also militarily at the same time. I mean, they're, you know, setting up stuff on these, artificial islands. They're threatening Taiwan and so forth, but don't do anything about China, but everything is oriented towards Russia. It's amazing.
And even on this issue, China has been, you're not seeing the mainstream media report this, you'll be able to find it easily. The Chinese did a press conference 2 days ago, and they said, we should wait for evidence and nobody should make moves until there's evidence. You know what? That's completely sane. That's the right. If there's evidence.
That's right.
And I'll put it like this. After Iraq, after the Gulf of Tonkin, after being lied to for decades about wars, Paul Joseph Watson has been just absolutely killing it on this issue. And he said, after every war in recent memory was started on false premises, we're just supposed to launch missiles? What's up with that? And so, you guys, thank God for you guys.
Launch on acquisition, right?
Right.
Not acquisition, but accusation, right?
And here's the thing. Again, let me tie it back to the free speech issue. Notice what they want to do in every case. They want to shut down what? Thought and discussion. That's what they want to shut down, you see? Because if you say, well, I'd like to see evidence, you're a Russian bot. That's not a good answer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody should want evidence. And by the way,
I've got people sending a letter to me saying, you know, I know that you support Assad and you support Putin, but we got to get serious about this. It's like, I don't support Assad. I don't support Putin. I don't support war when there's no reason for it, though. And when I know what's going to come in its aftermath, I don't support a war like that. And we should have a discussion. If we're going to go to war, we should have a discussion. We should talk about the consequences. We should talk about what the end game is. How do we define winning in this? How do we ever get out of this? They don't want to have that discussion because they want perpetual endless war.
Well, that's right, because it's a good business model. That's part of what's happening. It's a good business model for the people who are right across the street from McDonnell Douglas and General Dynamics. They're all where I live in Arlington, Virginia.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we've got. I wish we had more time, Lee. You can find Lee at thepopulist.tv. Also, citizenjournalismschool.com. Folks, check out the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of specials there. 50% off many of our most popular items. We got Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. We got a special. If you get 3 months supply of food, you get a free $200 credit for a water filter as well.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.